Hey, I'm Allison Hare, and welcome to Little Left of Center, the podcast that interviews culture changers that are reshaping our world and breaking new ground. So this is a little bit different for me. This is my first solo cast on Little Left of Center podcast. So this is a podcast where I interview culture changers, and I decided to do one solo because I just got back from the She Podcast Live conference. And just like the name implies, it was the very first of its kind from the She Podcast group. She Podcast is actually a podcast about podcasts, oddly enough. And run by these two women, Elsie and Jess. And they have been teaching about podcasting for years and years and years. And they decided earlier this year and asked their community, hey, do you guys want to have a conference? And there was an overwhelming yes. So that just happened this past weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm so grateful for it. I literally signed up like 2 weeks prior to it. It wasn't even on my radar. But I thought, you know, I started this podcast in May of this year. And I love it. Like, I feel like every cell of my being has been awakened. I have a degree in broadcasting. And to be able to do this, to be able to interview culture changers and people who are disrupting the status quo and doing things differently and thinking differently and really changing how all of us live, like, to me, that is life-giving, and I'm grateful to be able to do this and be able to share the stories and be able to really change perspectives by offering context to what people may write off in a certain way or not even know about. So to be able to bring those stories is truly a joy for me. So, however, I started in May, and honestly, all I know, like, I'm really proud of the interviews. I'm proud of the sound production. But beyond that, like, I can record, I can book the guests, I can interview them, I can put it and mix it and produce it. I'm doing all of it myself. And that I'm very, very proud of, and I can do it. But all the rest of it, like social media and branding and websites and how to market yourself, how to monetize the podcast, all of that stuff has been kind of a blind spot or really a black hole for me. And I work full time. I work at Salesforce. I am a sales professional. I've been in technology sales for the better part of, probably 15 years now. And it's an incredible company. But starting this podcast, I mean, you know, I'm doing it an hour here, an hour there, and trying to fit it in to my life. And some people may know I wake up super duper early. I wake up at 4:30 every morning. So 4:30 to 6:30 is kind of my time to focus on things. But I've never had a chance to really unfold and unpack and really dive in to all the rest of the podcast stuff of how do I make it better? How do I reach more people? How do I get, you know, guests that are continuously compelling? How do I do it with a full-time job? How do I continue moving forward with it? So I decided to sign up for the She Podcast Live conference. And I walked in on Friday not knowing a soul. Actually, they had a reception Thursday night, but not knowing anybody. And what I came out with is that everybody, I've never experienced this before, so I'm still a little bit on a high, but I have been to conferences and trade shows before, and I hate them. They're so painfully boring, and really all I think about is, when can I get out of these shoes? When can I get off my feet? Because traditionally, it's usually freezing in a conference room, and there are tons of people and boring setups and whatever. I felt the exact opposite of the She Podcast conference. It was so welcoming. It was so warm. And I felt like there were freaking bosses there. There were tons of incredible speakers, experts in their field in all different walks of life, all different stages of people that had have been doing incredibly well, monetizing their podcasts, making a living at it, to the majority of people that were like me that were starting out and trying to figure it out, trying to, you know, they knew they loved it. They knew they had messages to share to the world and were trying to figure the rest out. And with all of that, there were zero egos at all. Everyone was so generous, so caring, and so interesting. And I thought what was so fun is that if you've listened to me or know me or have met me before, I am a complete extrovert. But even at this podcast conference, it was so jam-packed that even I needed to plug in at the end of the day. But I also felt that everyone was so so happy to help. They were so happy to meet you. They were genuinely interested. And I was genuinely interested in some of the people that I've met as well. And I have to share, so I wrote down a few of these. There were so many people that I met, but there were so many interesting podcasts that I wanted to share with you. And one of them, I'm super excited. I'm going to have her on the podcast in a few weeks. And her podcast is called Colored Girl Beautiful. And I thought what was so amazing when she shared her story is, what is it like to be a Black woman? What is the tone of your skin, the color of your skin? What does it mean to be beautiful in the Black community? And she has a narrative podcast that she just recently launched. It's already gotten notoriety and attention, and she's a beautiful speaker. And I was so taken by her speech. She was featured as one of the podcasts to highlight, that I felt chills all up and down my spine. And I thought, oh my goodness, you know, I'm a white woman. I don't know what it's like. I will never know what it's like to be a Black woman. But to hear her speak, I could feel every hair on my body stand up on its end. And I could not wait to learn more. And I almost, like, I wanted to go up to her after. And even I felt like she was so vulnerable and so raw that I felt like I was going to fall apart if I just was so moved by her. So Colored Girl Beautiful. And the first day I met these two women, they had the most unbelievable story. And their podcast is called Wife's Tales. So check this out. Let me see if I can say this the right way. They are a wife and former wife of the same man, and they are co-parenting six kids together and trying to navigate what it's like to co-parent. Can you believe it? Let me just repeat that. The wife and former wife of the same man are doing this podcast about co-parenting. And these two are like super hot young chicks. They have six kids between them and they are figuring it out. So there's tons of drama. There's tons of interest in how they do it. And so I would highly recommend checking that out. There was another one. I met this girl, Elaine, and her podcast is called Angus IT. Angus IT. Anxiety. And so she is hilarious. So she developed a podcast of, you know, to kind of talk about anxiety and depression and how she navigates life with it. But she does it with such humor. She's so funny and has this incredible following too, and just has this amazing message to the world. So I'd highly recommend that. One of the speakers, her name was Erica Mandy, and she has a 10-minute, or everything is less than 10 minutes, news, daily news podcast called The Newsworthy. And what I thought was interesting about it is that she was a former on-camera news reporter and went on to the podcast and has turned it into a very wildly successful podcast. But she gets from all sources, from CNN, from Fox News, from Wall Street Journal, from New York Times, and puts together and kind of distills the news every day where it is non-biased into under 10 minutes. And she does such a great job with it. So I'd recommend The Newsworthy. And then there's another podcast that I just fell in love with Christine, with Coach Christine, the host of the podcast is called Your Empty Nest Coach. And what she does is her specialty is, you know, you've got a kid in high school and you are freaking out about what happens after. How do you take care of yourself? And so she's developed a whole business and a podcast on coaching people and ushering them into what it's like to be an empty nester and how to support. And she's just this great energy. I would highly recommend following her on Instagram. She was just so open and giving, and you could tell she's a coach. Like, you just want to be around her. And she was great. And then I met, there's another podcast called Best Forever's Podcast. And Alyssa, the woman who runs that, she has two podcasts, but she's also a professor and she's got a PhD, I think, I hope I'm getting this right, but a PhD, and she's a professor teaching about friendship. And that is her, like, I think that's what her thesis was on, and her, I think it was on friendship and jealousy. So she was so unbelievably interesting. So she has a podcast about kindred spirits. Then I met this other girl. She was so amazing and so unique. And it was funny because I went to lunch and I was at a table with about 9 different women. And half of those women had like haunted tales and like spirits and all kinds of stuff. And about the occult or seeing things. It was just so cool to have these people, especially around Halloween. It was kind of fun. But there's a podcast called Homespun Haints, H-A-I-N-T-S. I didn't realize. I think that's like a Southern word for haunt. But it's such a cool podcast as well. So I could go on and on. There were so many amazing women that I met. I think the other thing that was interesting is that every day I had no plans for lunch. And because it was in Atlanta, I live 5 minutes from the conference center and I could have easily gone home and just had lunch with my family or whatever. But I decided that I was just going to stay in it and I was going to just immerse myself in the community. I was going to immerse myself in the space and figure out, like, who can I meet? So I was just plain open. And so I literally would like bump into a woman I'd never seen before. And, you know, I'd say, hey, do you want to grab lunch? And we would, you know, and just get to know these people. So it was really nice. It felt like a really safe space to just get to know people, to understand who they are, what they're working on, what they're struggling with, how can we support each other. It was just the best possible scenario. I've gotten emails and DMs from people that I've connected with very briefly that want to collaborate or just want to continue our discussion of meeting in this space. So some of the sessions, I think I mentioned before, but like I said, I could figure out how to put a podcast together. But some of the sessions they had were so amazing. And one of the ones that I was so blown away by, so some of it was like being productive and being productive or organized and how to have like really inexpensive tools to help you get out there and enhance it, or even YouTube videos and all kinds of stuff. But there was one in particular that I was really, really taken by, and that was on building community. And it was by this yoga teacher that apparently has this huge movement on building communities. She's written lots of books and lots of workbooks and really has developed this lifestyle and built this community that is only, you know, sustaining the earth. And everything that you put in your body and that you do is really designed to help you live the very best life you possibly can, and also to allow for a space for other people to do the same thing. And I was just so amazed by these women. And she's a yoga healer. Her name is Kate Stillman. And she talked about the law of reciprocity. And she talked about how impactful it is to build a community. And for me, I have been thinking about, what do I do with Little Left of Center? You know, can I have Little Left Lives where I get to have dinner parties, where I can have people who care, just come over and have dinner and pick a problem to solve, and we will brainstorm and figure out how to do it together. So these are all ideas that I'm really just kicking around and trying to figure out what is going to make the most sense, what will make the most impact. Because the reason why I started this podcast was truly born of frustration of the political environment and feeling like voting once every 2 years was not enough. And I felt like I had more to serve and more to give, and some of the talents or skills that I have, I could be using in a much more profound and impactful way. And one thing that I know is I am not alone in that. And being able to use this podcast to tap into other people who are feeling that same way and joining me on a mission to help make a bigger impact. And that's why I picked culture changers and people that are shifting perspectives, because they think differently, because they do things differently, but they're making a difference in a positive way. And that to me is really, really important. And so I should probably close out. I don't know how long I've been going, maybe 16 minutes now. So I think what I came away with it, I learned about LinkedIn and how important, I didn't realize LinkedIn was this growing community, and really more of a powerful force, that I've even heard that LinkedIn is going to get bigger than Instagram. And so how do you leverage that? How do you meet the right people? How do you reach the people? How do you reach the people you serve? And so understanding who I serve and how I serve and how to be able to develop the podcast, I learned so much of that, so much about social media and the algorithms and building a website and how important it is. And the truth is that up until this point, I do not have a website because I am terribly frightened of doing anything that is visually beautiful. I am traditionally absolutely awful at PowerPoint and making things very pretty. And I have to use it for my job, and I feel like it is my kryptonite because I do a lot of presentations and social media. Like, I don't know what I'm doing with it. I mean, you could probably tell from my feed, it's not the most beautiful, but I'm working on it and I'm trying to learn and I'm trying to, you know, follow experts and kind of learn about how do I make this better. And I do use Canva, so that's helped a lot, but still trying to figure out how to put things in order that are compelling and have engaging content and all of this stuff. I'm just trying to figure out. All I know is I can get on a mic, I can talk to people. I love talking to people and being in conversation and having something where the listener thinks like, oh, I never thought of it that way before. That makes sense. That to me is like the magic of being on a mic and being and having this medium of a podcast. And the real magic is when somebody on the other end says, oh my goodness, that makes so much sense. I'm going to send this to somebody else. And that is when I know that I've hit a mark. That's when I know I'm doing the right thing. When the podcast episodes are shared, I cannot wait to show you who is next and who is being, who I have lined up coming in the future, because they are some really powerful, perspective changing thing people. And so as we closed out the conference, so it was Sunday evening, it was around 4 or 5 o'clock, and these were like full jam packed days. Even the evenings were full. And like, even for me as an extrovert, I was exhausted, but it was so good. And when I was leaving after it had ended, I felt really, it was really sad because I was afraid to walk out the doors of the Marriott Marquis because I was afraid that I would go back to just podcasting by myself. And, you know, like, podcasting is really lonely, you know, like you're kind of doing it on your own unless you've got co-hosts and producers and all of that. But it is really a one-woman show for me. And while I love it, I loved being in the spirit and the community of people that were doing the same thing, that were trying to get their message out into the world and had important things to share and were so generous. So I was afraid to walk out that door and go back to reality. But I think what I'm armed with now is so much, so many pathways and so many stairs that were not visible before. It kind of felt like, you know, like the first step is what I always take. You know, that quote from Martin Luther King that, you know, take the step, just take the step and the staircase will appear. So that's kind of what it felt like. Like I felt like I've been walking on a staircase in a fog trying to figure it out. But having so many of these steps illuminated by these people that were doing it, that were so generous and so kind and so clear and had actionable and practical things to offer, I'm really excited to take that with me. I believe that She Podcast Live is planning on another one next year. So I'm hopeful to go with that. I have a feeling it probably won't be in Atlanta, which won't be as convenient for me, but I cannot wait to get back in that space again. So with that, I'm going to close out. I thank you if you have made it all the way through this episode. I hope that you subscribe to those websites that I shared. I'll link them in the show notes. There are some really incredible people to check out and really just feed your mind and enrich your mind with interesting things and things that kind of help you spark something else. That is my hope, is that listeners will really spark something that has been stirring inside of you and actually do something with it. So I'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to find me on the socials or email me, call me, whatever it is, if you know me. But I would love to hear your thoughts on this episode. And if you went to She Podcast Live and you're listening to this, I cannot thank you enough for having your arms wide open to me and to all of us, because that power of women together, like our voices really, really do make a difference. And I am forever grateful for it. So with that, I am signing off. I hope you have a great day. Please subscribe, rate, review, share it. And have a great day. Thanks.